When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is around 1949 or so. I was only about 12 years of age at the time. None of us really knew how to make them very well at the time, but we practiced for a while, and after some time and a bit of practice, we perfected the job.
Would it have been this bog you'd have come to?
Oh yeah, I would have come to this bog, yeah. Used to get about a drain maybe nearby. We'd only want a few handfuls that time, you know. We wouldn't have been cutting that many rushes. Yeah, one time we only used to make a half a dozen or a dozen, and somebody came into the house around the first couple of days in February, we'd give them one going out. It was just something that we did, you know, but we didn't make them in a big way. We're making hundreds of them now for funds for the schools, so it's completely different. We're probably making them better now than we did that time because we've far more practice. Yeah, we better stay going now and stop talking. If you stay talking, I think we're going to get nothing done at all. Well, we got home anyway before the rain. We got a good show.
We got two bags. Yeah, so very that should good. Keep us going for another couple of days.
Yeah, it was very cold out there.
Very cold on the bog, but not as cold as this time last year with the snow.
Oh, yeah.
That was out on the...
The easier got this year.
Yeah, much, much easier got this year. Now, I'll just put them down there. Oh, in the... Actually, you put down some paper, Dad.
Oh, yeah, perfect. Like years ago... One night at a school meeting, Francis Brown said that if we got and made and gave the nun in Kildare something like maybe £100 that time, which would have been a lot, and that was the start of it, and that was back in, many years ago was that?
It was 80-something, because I remember Jerry O'Donoghue was the principal of the school at the time, and he came in to me and called me out of the room and said, come on with me. And there was two or three of us going into the back of the car, and off to the bog we went in the middle of a school day. But that was, of course, the late 80s, you know. But off we went, because I had to show him where the bog was, because he wanted to get these rushes. And we used to go each year then. He used to bring a few of us down. We'd cut the rushes, bring them back up to the school.
Then here, like as we are now, and about 10 o'clock at night we used to leave here and go all around the county and into Wicklow, Carlow and Laois to the pubs. And we'd come back here about, we'd leave here around 10 o'clock, we'd be back here around 1 o'clock, and we'd count money and we'd have anything up to €1,000 that night. And people just went mad for them because I hadn't seen them for a long time.
This is kind of a normal size one. You can make them bigger. We make little tiny ones to hang out karmers. Well, we just start off with one straight rush, and then all the rest of them, you put them between your index finger and your middle finger, and you press your thumb between the two, and you bend them in half, and you're always going to the left and around.
But Brian, you can sit here, you can look at television and or talk or whatever you do, and you can, and as you can see, our two grandchildren are here in the middle of it. One is four and a half and the other one is 10 months old, and we're still able to cope with them here helping us. Yeah. So hopefully in years to come that they will keep on the tradition.
But I remember going back years ago when we started doing this first. Do you remember that, Dad? We used to put around to each other's houses, and we used to, there could be up to maybe 10 or 12 people would go around houses at night time, and you'd all sit around, and all the rushes would be put out in the middle of the floor, and everyone would just sit maybe for 4, 5, 6 hours of a night. You'd have a team of people making them, and another team would cut them, the ends off them to even them up, and then another team would be there putting the elastic bands on and then putting 25 in each box.
Like, it costs nothing, as you see yourself. I think it's $9.25 or something for a big box of rubber bands. And that's the cost. And after that, then, is your own cost for going out, like, with them and all that kind of thing. But there's no expense.
Somebody asked before how many rushes. They asked France how many rushes, and France has very quickly said that there was 28 rushes in each one for each day of February. And on the leap year, he puts in 29. You can put in as many as or as little as you want, depending on the size.
One night in Blessington, and people would go mad for them, and we'd go from pub to pub. That time there'd be crowds in it, but there was one particular pub, and there was not only bikes outside, motorbikes, and we had some left over. But anyway, I said, I was driving, and I said, there's no use of going in there now, like we're wasting our time, we'll go on home. And Vincent Mearns, that was with me, insisted, no, we'll go in here. And we went into this pub. And in at the back where they were playing snooker, and there was not only smoke and a very dim light and all that, and these young fellas, we came out just with a bag of money. Everyone that bought it, they followed us out to look for more to bring home to their grandmothers. And these were only young fellas, bikers. We never put really a price on them, whatever people give us. But these young fellas, they didn't count the money. They just put their hand in their pocket and threw in whatever they had. And there was a lot more than €3 went into the box. And I said, the fella followed us out, one young fella in particular followed us out and looked for one for, he wanted to bring it home to his granny.
That we're keeping up a tradition that's been in the area for the last 1500 years.
Well, But it's the first thing you notice, anyway, like if there is a said, or if someone comes on television or something like that, is the first thing I notice. We always say, oh, God, there's a St. Bridget's Cross, or if you go in someplace, how you see it. But our son in America, our second son, he's over there in America, and that's one that he made the first year he went out there. He bought these rushes out, reeds out there, and he made them and sent it home to us. And somebody came into his office in America during the week, he told me, looking for, he has one up in his office, and they were looking for a St. Bridget's Cross. And he, lucky enough, he had two of them in the bottom of his locker, and he gave it to them.
And we're just finishing up on this one now, and what did that take? Less than 3 minutes to make. And then we just stick some elastic bands on them, and then they go into the blue boxes outside. And how many have you made so far this year?
I don't know. I think we must have
790 so far.
Yeah, nearly 800 made.
No matter where you go, people will recognise that they're St. Bridget's Crosses. That's the funny thing, no matter where you go.